The slowed rotor compounds are headed for production. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Jay Carter of Carter Aviation Technologies. Carter made some news late last year when it was announced that there was a deal to license its slowed rotor compound technology to the AAI division of Textron. And also last year at Oshkosh, many of our listeners may remember the Carter personal air vehicle, which was on display in the EAA tent. We're here to talk about development of the PAV and how it interrelates to the development of the deal with AAI, and also some more recent news that a $4 million job incentive program has come in from the Wichita Falls Economic Development Corporation in Texas. Jay, thanks for taking some time out. I know you're on the road. We appreciate your talking to our listeners today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's start with the news of the economic development aid, because it's in the form of a no-interest loan, but if I understand correctly, this will give you some capital to go forward, which if certain conditions are met, will not need to be repaid. Am I getting that right?
Yes, that's true. Basically, it's a $4 million contract or a loan that is paid to us in 8 payments based on milestones. And the milestones pretty closely track the milestones that we have with AAI. So as we meet milestones, well, then they pay down on this loan. And it's basically an 8-year no-interest loan. We don't have to start paying it back for 4 years. And then there's forgiveness of the loan if we hire a certain number of people or there's a certain number of economic impact to the community.
Now, when I was writing the news story about this a couple days ago, it occurred to me that in many cities, if Carter Aviation Technology came knocking on the door, they would look at this as kind of an iffy venture. But you have a lot of history going back with your part of town. I mean, they seem to have some comfort level going forward based on Gary Shore's comments.
Well, they've certainly been tracking us for a long time, but I can tell you that they wouldn't have done anything had it not been for Textron coming in and licensing the technology. That's a pretty strong endorsement to license the technology. And of course, AAI has hired Bell Helicopter to kind of critique it and to be a consultant and kind of be an advisor. And so all those things, kind of go together to give City of Wichita Falls more comfort. I mean, they're looking to create jobs. They've always been really interested in our technology and what all we've done, but they're not technical people. So they really rely on the technical expertise from Textron and from AAI, and the fact that AAI is putting money into the company, they're kind of matching, basically that's what they're doing, is they're kind of matching the funds that AAI is putting into the company, not on a one-to-one basis, but basically kind of as AAI puts money into the company, well, then they also put money into the company in the form of a no-interest loan.
Well, it's great news. I know it lets you move forward. Let's talk about the relationship between the PAV project and the AAI deal, because frankly, I don't think I have a clear understanding last year when I saw the PAV of the relationship between them. Now, obviously, if you're going to build an unmanned vehicle, we are still at a point in technology where most aircraft start out as manned aircraft and then are adapted to UAVs. I think technology is rapidly moving us in a direction where that may turn around to be the other case, and maybe test pilots won't be as big a deal in the future. But is the PAV, in essence, going to be a test vehicle for a platform on which the unmanned military and commercial aircraft that AAI builds will be based?
Well, initially, the plan is that AAI is going to buy the first two of our 5 pre-production aircraft. We're, the proof of concept, which is our second generation four-place PAV, that's the one that we're getting real close to flying. And that's the one that AAI has given us funding to accelerate that and to do a lot of testing. And, of course, they've hired Bell Helicopter to come in and be involved in that testing and to support us. And they've been really supportive. I mean, it's been great, you know, having their support. They've done a lot of the strain gauging instrumentation of the blades and all the data collection system and the wiring systems. And when we start actually flying the aircraft, why, they will have their team there and their van. And so they'll be collecting data as well as video, and they'll be processing that while we fly. So they'll have their team kind of watching the data as we fly, and so that we can process and understand what all is going on much more quickly than what we were able to do before. We would generate before, you know, when it was just a small group, we would generate so much data that it would take a long time to sometimes really digest all the data. Well, this way, they're going to be able to help us digest that information a whole lot faster, and we can get on with the program potentially faster. So what they're doing is, they're really interested in the technology. They're sold on the technology. But, of course, you know, a lot of people, they still want to see the aircraft fly. They want to see it actually perform. And so they've paid us, as part of their license fee, they paid us the funding that it would take for us to accelerate and to do the flight testing on this aircraft. Plus, they will be buying the first two of the five pre-production aircraft. There's a chance they'll probably buy maybe three of the five pre-production, but for right now, they're committed to buying two of the five pre-production aircraft. And those aircraft are going to be essentially like our four-place personal air vehicle. They will be optionally piloted, so they can check out, you know, all the avionics, all of the autonomy with a pilot on board. So if anything goes away, you know, and they lose anything or there looks to be any problems, then, of course, the pilot can just take over. And that way we don't run the risk of losing an aircraft if there's a glitch in the software. Now, they've got lots of history at building UAVs, and so they got a good track record. And, of course, they've never done rotorcraft before, but our aircraft flies like a fixed-wing airplane. It's not like your normal rotorcraft or helicopter. It flies very much like a fixed-wing airplane. And even in the slow flight, you know, you just don't have to worry about stall, but yet it's still very maneuverable. I mean, in the slow flight, it becomes like an autogyro, which still, again, flies very much like a fixed-wing airplane. You just don't have to worry about it stalling.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have really good control, whereas a fixed wing, when it gets near stall, it starts to become very mushy and you don't have good control, whereas in an autogyro, even at zero airspeed coming straight down, you have really good control. So I'm not anticipating, nor are they anticipating, really any problems adapting to the slowed rotor compound technology, because, like I said, it flies basically like a fixed-wing airplane, and all of the collective is all automatic. So there's not any servo systems really required. There's not any logic. I mean, our pitch for our rotor blade is mechanical, and it's all automatic, and it will behave the same as it will be, whether it's piloted or unpiloted. So that just takes that part out of the equation for them. So, again, basically all they have is a stick and a rudder, and that's how the aircraft flies. And so that's the idea, is to take first two aircraft and fix those to where they will fly autonomously, of course, with a pilot on board initially, and then eventually they'll get to where they fly it without a pilot on board.
Jay, we need to take a break, but when we come back, let's talk about applications for this technology. More with Jay Carter in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Jake Carter of Carter Aviation Technologies about slowed rotor compounds and why they're of interest to AAI for military applications. Jay, how will AAI adapt the PAV to work for troops?
The aircraft has got a very large cockpit. It's got like 110 cubic feet of cockpit area, so that would carry a whole lot of supplies. So one of the applications for the aircraft would be to resupply our troops and do that autonomously, and that way they eliminate the roadside bombs, and the bad guys don't know where we're coming from, and so we can deliver and basically unload the cargo and then take off again. We're not quite automated with this aircraft, but they've got lots of designs. I mean, they've already identified at least six other applications and different aircraft sizes and configurations for their UAV program. And the fact is, you know, they've basically taken the position that all their future aircraft will all be the slowed rotor compound concept. I mean, it is just so much better. I mean, you know, you probably heard me say before, I mean, we've got the speed and efficiency of a fixed wing airplane, and we've got the convenience of vertical takeoff and landing, and all that in one aircraft. And so they're pretty excited about the fact that they have a technology now that that can compete with the fixed wings, but yet has the versatility and all of a rotorcraft, and so they don't have to fly long distances to get there. They can just basically take off from a Humvee refueling station without a runway, and so sometimes, you know, those aircraft may have to ferry 1,000 or 2,000 miles just to get to where they want to go. So this way, it's really convenient in that they can, you know, they can land, take off vertically, and just refuel at a Humvee refueling station. And of course, the idea of being able to deliver troops, I mean, supplies to the troops, without having to have roads and without roadside bombs, is very appealing. So the military is kind of making waves that that they're just going to contract and they just pay. You deliver, and we pay. Mm-hmm. And we don't care how you do it. So Lycoming, you may be aware that Lycoming's been buying up the command helicopters, or at least bought up one and is looking at buying up some more command helicopters, and that they've actually made their helicopter, that one helicopter, fly autonomously and carry supplies. Of course, that's all carrying by sling loads, so that's not really efficient, and it's a real nice target. But nevertheless, it is a way of autonomously resupplying our troops. And I think that's kind of a direction that they're headed, or just one direction for UAVs, and is to supply, supplies for our troops.
Tomorrow, in the conclusion of my conversation with Jay Carter Jr., we'll talk about the economic development funding just received by Carter to help develop the PAV, and jobs in Wichita Falls. Find out more about Carter Aviation Technologies on the web at cartercopters.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.